Robert, you and I stood here, this very same spot, in the offices 1 year ago, right before the Gold Cup, and it turned out to be pretty good luck because you won it the second consecutive year with Dorsett, trying to win it three times in a row coming up on Saturday. What do you think? Three times in a row. Put that into perspective.
You know, he's really doing well. To be honest, I'm really pleased with him. I think he's fitness-wise and soundness-wise, I actually think he's better than last year. But, I mean, he got some good horses to run at this year. Shining Copper and Sir Dudley Diggs. I mean, between the two of them have done exceptionally well. We got some rain today, which will suit Dorsett. How would it suit the others? I don't know. The local breds, the local horses in the race are just a fashion, just won the state a few weeks back. And the horses are doing really well here too. So it's going to be a really good race, although it's only eight horses. And I got a really good rider over from England. So I'm just hoping that, you know, it can happen again.
Why does he seem to take his game to another level when he comes here to Garrison Savannah?
Well, because when like the normal races that tend to go really slow and sprint home, and he comes from way out of it, so he needs a good pace to run at. And these bigger races tend to get a more honest pace, and so he always gets speed to run at in the Gold Cup. So it looks like tomorrow he will get speed to run at with Shining Copper and stuff. Is whether he will stop, you know what I mean? So that suits his game, you know. It suits every so that really helps him a lot. He just loves Barbados.
You mentioned your new rider coming from England. Jalon Samuel has ridden him in each of the last 2 years in the Gold Cup. Both have been successful, but he ends up riding against you on Saturday afternoon. Tell me about your new rider.
I brought Daryl Holland. He's very successful over the years in England, all over the world, and he has ridden here many times, has won quite a few races here. And he's a very strong rider. Dorsett needs a strong rider, and I was lucky to get his services. And he got on him a couple mornings back and was very, very pleased with him. You know, he was super excited. So I mean, Jalon has ridden for us, and it's, you know, I would have loved to use Jalon again, but any young rider in the Caribbean would love to ride for the number one owner in North America. It's a brilliant opportunity if he does well. Many doors can open for him. So he will never be upset with Jalon for going to ride for Mr. Ramsey. Heck, I would love to train for Mr. Ramsey one day, you know? So that's how it goes. So, I mean, I'm sure Dorsett will run his heart out for Daryl as well.
And, of course, Jalon going to be aboard Sir Dudley Diggs, the Queen's Plate winner, one of two horses going to the post for owner Ken Ramsey, and that's a tall order, but Dorsett has overcome all of that the past 2 years. And you look at the two Ramsey horses and you have to think, gosh, Ken, you're tired of finishing second when you bring horses down here like that. Those are pretty good horses.
Yeah, no, I mean, I put a post on Facebook only a couple of days ago that they had to go deep in their pockets this year to come and try and beat Dorsett, you know, so that in itself is an accomplishment, you know, because they realize that to come and beat me, they had to bring good horses. So they did this year. So I'll just have to prove to them how good I am.
Blast of Storm and Sanford Prince, the only horses to win the Gold Cup three times. Blast of Storm, the only horse to do it three consecutive years. He has a statue here by the paddock at Garrison Savannah. If you win it for a third consecutive year, you think you'll have a statue with Dorsett?
I hope so. No, it would be definitely an honor, I mean, to win it three times in a row. I mean, Dorsett has been nothing but great. He loves the big day. He loves the crowd. He loves to pose. He loves to perform on the big days. And for him, I would love to win it as well, you know, because he's been through so much and he's such a genuine horse that, you know, I'm just really looking forward to tomorrow.
There are people listening that maybe have never heard of Blast of Storm. Put that in perspective. To win three consecutive runnings of the Gold Cup, but how difficult is that?
Well, it's extremely difficult. One, because to run three consecutive years completely sound on this tight track is a remarkable thing. Because Barbados track is a very tight track, and you know, as you get older, the injuries tend to, the arthritis and stuff tends to show up because of it takes a toll on the horses, you know. So and two, as you said, you know, every year different horses coming from all over the world, younger horses. And to do it three times in a row, anywhere in the world, win any race. I mean, Breeders' Cup, anything to win three in a row is a phenomenal feat.
You said Dorsett might be doing even better than last year. You said he likes to play to the crowd a little bit. Yeah. How about you, Robert? How are you going to hold up on Saturday afternoon looking for three in a row?
Generally, I tend to be pretty calm. I don't want to sound cocky or anything, but I tend to get, like, I've done it a lot of times, so I tend to be, you know, accustomed to it. And I tend to get more nervous and stuff when there's, like, maybe issues with the horse and stuff like that, and I get a little worried, you know, something. But when my horse is like how he is, you know, he's ready, he's sung, everything is right, you know, I tend to be a lot more relaxed, you know. So I'm just hoping that everything goes well.
Yeah, like you said, you've been here and you've done that. It's not just about Dorsett. You've won the Gold Cup four times. Do you have a favorite Gold Cup memory?
The first time we won in 2006, it was very special to me because Patrick Husbands is like my brother, and John L. Jones is also like my brother, and both I ran first and second, and Patrick was riding the winner and John O was riding the second place horse. So that really meant a lot to me. But it's always special to win a Gold Cup. You know what I mean? Dorsett was extra special as well because, you know, we were looking for him for months and then had to fly up there at the last minute, check it out, get him here. And it was never done before. You know what I mean? And we got it. Me and Safi Joseph helped me out tremendously. And we got it done. You know what I mean? And then to come back. And, you know, at that time, to win it the first time, and everybody was like, oh, he lost the training he got in the States, you know, that he won. But then I came back and won again. So they couldn't say that the second time. You know what I mean? So they're all special. Daylight Express, you know, that was special because after that we went to Canada with him and won some nice races up there. So they're all special.
Good luck on Saturday afternoon.
Thank you very much.